Hallelujah. But you'll receive something today. Say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 89. Understanding the secrets of dominion. Psalm 89, verse 19. I might read all the way to verse 24. Then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm shall also strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. That is, he is in dominion. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We are going to understand the way of dominion very, very quickly. From yesterday, just the secrets of dominion, secrets of dominion, secrets of dominion for message title. And then understanding the secrets of dominion as our objective, or the way of dominion. From yesterday morning, we began to see how possessing and manifesting the divine nature helps us in manifesting dominion. And we saw communion with God, intimacy, the presence of God, and so on. Today we are going to look at the first thing we are going to look at in the secret of dominion is the fighting spirit. The fighting spirit. Everyone who understands what it means to be a fighter understands what it means to take charge. He said, I have laid help on one that is mighty. That word mighty is the word fighter. In 1 Chronicles chapter 18 and in verse 3, 1 Chronicles chapter 18 and in verse 3. If you look at these, the Bible said, and David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, and he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. He fought to establish his dominion. He smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. Listen, you establish dominion, extend dominion, expand dominion by a fighting spirit. You establish dominion, you extend dominion, you expand your dominion with a fight. He went and smote Hadarezer as he spread his dominion to the river of Euphrates. If you want to expand dominion, you want to establish dominion, you want to extend dominion, you need the spirit of a fighter. That was our example with David. I will come back to David later. But if you look at scripture, men who understand the fight understands what it means to take charge. First example, Abraham in Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 14. When Abraham heard that his brother was taking captives, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. The rest of it was when the king of Sodom came out to bow to Abraham. A man who wasn't a king, but who understood what it means to fight. Second example is Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, in verse 18 to verse 22. Genesis 26, 18 to 22. Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley, and they found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar, this tribe, with Isaac's headmen, fight, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well, and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence, and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. This is the place of our dominion, the place of our enlargement. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Listen, you don't enlarge your territory until you engage the enemy. If you must enlarge spiritual territory, you must be ready to engage the enemy. If you must enlarge your dominion, you must be ready to engage your enemy. The place Rehoboth was the place of enlargement, and that happened by the fight. I announce, I decree upon somebody here today, a fighting spirit is coming upon you, and this fighting spirit will cause you to expand your dominion. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Example number three, Jacob. Jacob, he fought from the womb. Jacob was a fighter from the womb of his mother. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 to 23, the Bible said, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah conceived. And the children were fighting together, Mahoshadaga, within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. This is the summary. The strong dominate, the weak serve. The strong dominate, the weak are dominated. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. Why? Because the younger is stronger than the elder. Whether you are serving or you are dominating is a matter of fight. Whether you are dominating or you are being dominated is a matter of strength. It's a matter of fight. The elder shall serve the younger because the elder is weaker than the younger. Are you ready here today? I announce to somebody today, the power, the strength to fight and win is coming upon you now. Shall the Lord say amen? Jacob continued the fight. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 30 to 34, he fought until he got the birthright. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom, which means red. And Jacob said, no, you can't get it without a fight. You can't get this food without a fight. Sell me this day your birthright. Long story made short, that was sold. And then Jacob got the birthright by a fight. He got the blessing by another fight. When he went out, and before Esau could come back, he has given his father the food, and he has received the blessing. In the house of Laban, he fought not to be cheated. He fought not to be cheated. In Genesis chapter 31 verse 6, Genesis 31 verse 6 to 9, he said, "And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me." If he said, "The speckled shall be your wages," then all the cattle bear speckled. It was not by accident, too. And if he said, "The ring streak shall be that is higher," then bear all the cattle ring streaked. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father and giving them to me. Now, how were they giving birth to all those things he was talking about? Genesis chapter 30 verse 37. He deliberately fought. He painted wood. Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set them. And the animals were delivering according to what they were saying. Please, don't be quiet. Don't do nothing when your destiny is being decided. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing when the devil is deciding your destiny. Is there anybody here today that is ready for a baptism of a fighter spirit? Anyone here ready for the baptism of a fighter spirit? I declare the release of that baptism now. Shout yes. Shout yes, Lord. Say, "I receive the baptism of a fighting spirit. I receive now. I receive now. I receive now. I receive now." Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Now, our final example here was David. You saw David, how the Bible said he smote that king in order to extend his dominion. When David became king, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, he had to smite those they called the Jebusites to take Jerusalem from them. In 2 Samuel chapter 5 and in verse 4 to verse 7, the Bible said, David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, "Except you take away the blind and the lame, you cannot come here," thinking David cannot come hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, and the same is the city of David. Summary: what you take determines what you have. David took the city and called it after himself. It became the city of David. What you are not ready to take by fight, you can't have by right. What you are not ready to take by fight, you can't have by right. If you are ready to take it by fight, it has become your right to have it. That was how territories were conquered in history. That was how territories were conquered in ancient times. What you are not ready to take by fight, you are not ready to have by right. I heard of a contest that happened in history some years ago. And this was, and in those days, people could do anything to take territories. Two kings were struggling over a territory. And they said that the first person to step on the land, to step there on the territory, two kings of two territories, they were paddling their canoe. This was going and that was going. And one king was outpacing the other. and moving faster than the other. And the other was lagging behind. When they were about to approach the land, this one caught his hand and threw it on the land. And because he landed there first, he became his. He was ready to lose his hand to get the land. Is there any brutal fighter here? You are talking about ancient, dangerous men ready to lose the hand to get the land. That was how ancient men. Alexander the Great in history was such a brutal fighter. He was such a brutal fighter. He could actually take meat from the mouth of a lion. His men were trained in very brutal act of war. One day he saw a lazy soldier, very lousy and very cowardly and fearful. And they asked him, what was the name of the soldier? He said, Alexander. He said, it can't be. Alexander? The same name, Alexander? He told the man, it's either you change your name or you change your behavior. You can't be an Alexander and be a coward. You can't be an Alexander and be timid. You can't be those were very rugged fighters. When there was nowhere to conquer, he cried. He said, there are no more lands to conquer. I have conquered everything conquerable. There are no more lands to conquer. In other words, I my best time is to conquer. I don't know whether he inspired Napoleon Bonaparte. Very, very dangerous warrior. Napoleon Bonaparte one day was going into battle. And they were about to cross a bridge. But they heard that the other force, they had more military power, men and might than himself. And he told his men, we are going. And they crossed the bridge. And he broke the bridge. The bridge they crossed, he fired, they destroyed it. So there is no going back. He said, it's either we fight to win or fight to death. Long story made short, they fought, they won. And they took the territory. When you come to such a point where losing is not an option, it's either we fight to win or fight to death. They fought and they won. One day, they told Napoleon, they said, the food supply of the army, of his force, is not adequate. And you know, soldiers have to fight not on empty stomach. You do, if the food supply for your army is not enough and it is battle time. He said it wouldn't be a concern if there is food in the enemy's camp. There's no the only challenge is if we don't have food and the enemy doesn't have food. But provided there is food in the enemy's camp, we delete them and deliver the food. Hey! Hey! Is there any fighter here this morning? Will you stand on your feet with a roar? A roar! A roar! A roar! Can you roar for just 1 minute? 1 minute in the spirit. Just 1 minute. Open your mouth. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. For 1 minute. Lead us for Aris. Let it to Zarahara. Let the city of the Hazadaris, 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 let the city of the Hazadaris
Jesus' precious name.
Amen. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. How violent you are is what determines what you are able to take. How violent. One of our men sent me a message about a month ago. He said they are going into a very, very dangerous place where there are a lot of armed bandits and terrorist people. He said the last time some people went, they were overrun. And now he has been assigned to go there and to go into their midst by 3 a.m. in the night. Between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m. in the night. He said, just pray for us. I said, go clear them and come. He sent me a message the next morning. He said it happened as you said. He said not one of them escaped. And not one of his men was lost. He was in command one time. And they were facing a group of people that were fighting with charm. So if they are shooting them and they are laughing, and the soldier is shooting them and they are laughing and coming. They are laughing and advancing. Bullet is not penetrating. So he said, what do we do? So I said, pray on this bottle of oil. Anoint all the weapons. Anoint your men. Let them go. They went. Their leader was coming as usual. The first round, bam, bam. Yeah, power, they pass power. And the spiritual is senior to the physical. And even in the spiritual, there are senior spiritual. There are rankings in the spiritual. The power that is divine is stronger than power that is demonic. Are you hearing what I'm saying yesterday? But if the only thing that we will succeed in today is for somebody to live here with an aggressive, violent spirit, the spirit of a fighter, where you are not ready to give up, you are not ready to give in, you are not ready to give way, you are not ready to give out. That is only the devil that can give up. He teaches my hands to fight and my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? A member of this church, absolutely afflicted by the devil, all manner of prayer couldn't work. Until this girl decided to develop a fighter spirit herself. I said, how about those dreams? How about those? They said, they are all gone. I said, the Lord showed me what to do with them. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I prophesy to you today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. The spirit of the fighter is upon you. Receive now. Take your seat. Let's go very, very fast. Number two. The fighting spirit number two is the upright spirit. An upright spirit. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 1. It said the wicked flee when no man pursues. But the righteous are bold as a lion. And what is a lion? Proverbs 30 verse 30. The lion is the strongest among the beasts. He turns not away for anything. Lion is symbol of authority. The lion is symbol of dominion. And the righteous is likened to the lion. You see what happened to Joseph in Genesis 37 and in verse 7? When he was talking about his dream to his people, he said, for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. I don't know whether your own was crooked, But mine was upright. And his sheaf represented his life. He stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obeisance. They bowed. The crooked must bow for the righteous. And in verse 8, and he said, the people said, and his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams. So to be upright is to possess dominion. We have seen that already. Is to possess dominion. When you are crooked in life, crooked in deals, crooked in word, in lying, crooked in lifestyle, it is not possible to walk in dominion. Adam and Eve lost dominion in the Garden of Eden when they lost their uprightness and righteousness. In Romans chapter 3 and in verse 20, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When you lose uprightness, you lose dominion. They lost dominion. First Chronicles chapter 21 and in verse 8. Alright, no. Oh. Yes, go on. And David said unto God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech you, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 28. Nehemiah 9, verse 28. But after they had rest, they did evil again before they beat thee. Therefore thou leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. When they did evil, they lost their dominion. The enemies had dominion over them. In Nehemiah 9 and in verse 37 again. Nehemiah 9, 37. And it yielded. Alright. Let's shift to Psalm 49, verse 14. Psalm 49 and in verse 14. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. But the upright shall have dominion. The upright shall have dominion. If dominion is your desire, uprightness is your pathway. The upright shall have dominion. Is God speaking to somebody here? Say aloud, amen. Now, when you talk about who dominates in the wild, is the lion. The lion is the animal that does not taste corruption. It doesn't eat what is rotten. He has dominion on the land. If you talk about who has dominion in the air, it is the eagle. The eagle does not taste corruption, so it dominates the air. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I take authority over every iniquitous bondage, over every spirit of corruption and addiction to the wrong life. I declare it is broken right now in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. And so we have the fighting spirit. We have an upright spirit. Number three. Is somebody here today? Number three is the right mentality. You dominate with mentality. There is a connection between mentality and authority. Psalm 82 and in verse 5 to verse 6. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you die like men and fall like one of the princes. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Be part says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Alright, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. God, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now there are three departments of the right mentality. Number one, or A. The right mentality includes the right vision. The right vision. It includes vision. The right vision. Seeing ahead. What you need to see. Number two, it includes the right mindset. The right mindset. Call it dominion vision. Call it dominion mindset. The right vision. The right mindset. And the top department of the right mentality is the right action. So you are seeing the right thing. You are seeing yourself up and not down. Then your mind is programmed like that. I am up, I am not down. And then your action is like that. It translates into dominion actions. Three examples. Joseph, he dreamt a dream. He said, I saw your stars. You see, is it easy to tell people that you saw them buying for you? Try it. Gather your family members together, or your friends. I say, I saw all of you buying for me. Including your seed, you are number 11. There are 10, and your father is included. You say, all of you are buying for me. Is it easy for Mao to say it? That was the kind of vision he possessed. And what was his vision later became his possession. If it is not your vision today, it can never be your possession tomorrow. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That was the right vision. Now move to the right mindset. Our example is Isaac. There was famine in the land. People were looking for what to eat. But there was a man thinking of what to sow. Isaac sowed in that land. People were thinking of how to get food to eat. He was thinking of how to harvest where there is no food. It's a matter of mentality. The land is not your problem. Your mind is your problem. The land is not your problem. Did you hear what I'm saying? Spain is not a problem. India is not a problem. Zambia is not a problem. Botswana is not a problem. The land, Pakistan is not a problem. The land is not the problem. Your mind is the problem. Your mindset is the problem. How you are thinking is the problem. In the same land where people were looking for what to eat, somebody was planting and harvesting until he became the envy of his generation. I prophesy to somebody a change of mind today. 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 If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say the land is not the problem. Your mind is the problem. Say the mind is the problem. The land is not a problem. Can we extend it for us? Say the family is not a problem. Your family is not your problem. The mind is the problem. Say after me, I am changing my mind and changing my world. Today, I am changing my mind and I am changing my world. Today, shout the loudest amen. Did you receive that just now? It's getting tougher. It's getting tougher. If God should send me to a Sahara Desert, go and pastor there. People will come from the countries around to worship there. I want to relocate to Sahara Desert. You understand what I'm saying now? All these people, most of the people that you are seeing here, they heard bad things about Nigeria. Frightening things. Kidnapping things. That did not stop anybody from coming. No way. It cannot. It can never. Neither will anybody ever be a victim of any calamity in the land. Never. There's a separation between Goshen and Egypt. Even in the land of Egypt, where there was a plague, there was a land inside Egypt called Goshen, where the plague could not near. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Please, I want you to wake up in your mind. Wake up in your mind. Change your mind so you can change your life. I am sorry to say this, but this is my mentality. I wouldn't live here all the way to US.
or England.
And the only people I found to preach to are people who left Nigeria for me to go and meet to preach to them. They should come and meet me here. You may be angry, but that is my mind. And when we went to Canada, they came. When we went to Houston, Texas, they came. When we went to England, they came. I said, anywhere I go, it should reflect the demography of the land. It should reflect the demography. That is, the general population of the land is 50% of this race and 40% and 30% of this. When we meet, let that reflection be in the service. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Was that Canada, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Look at your neighbor and say, change your mind. Say, Clara, say, change your mind. The problem is not the land. The problem is the mind. The problem is not Lagos. It's not Kano. Did you see Sokoto Crusade last time? People were... For those of you who don't know, Sokoto is the headquarters. It's the caliphate of this nation. Did you see the crusade? Did they show us just now? Literally the headquarters. Somebody said, one of our pastors said, even if you go to that place, you hardly see people on the street. How many people will you see on the street? They gathered a mass. They came from Niger Republic. We prayed for them on the altar from another country. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Until they told Pastor Ben, are you sure that this was Sokoto? Chris took it to Paracord and they said, no, it's not possible. He was there in the crusade with us. It's not possible. This cannot be. You say this is northern Nigeria? When we go to Pakistan, you will see. We are scheduled to go there next year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Place your hand on your mind and say, Father, I receive a change of mind. I receive a renewed mindset. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive for 1 minute. I receive a change of mind. I receive a change of mind. I receive the 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 change of mind. I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Say it louder, amen.
Amen.
Take your seat and listen to this before we go to the final point. David was another person that had a mentality that was contrary. and it translated into action. 1 Samuel 17:22. The behavior of Israel was different from the behavior of David. I read all the way to verse 27. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel? Has he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Are you seeing two different lifestyles? A group of people were running away from a giant, but there was a man who wanted to run into the giant. This man, one group said, this man will kill person. David said, I want to kill this person. Opposite mentality. And when you have the correct mentality, you will be allocated the correct authority. Genesis, if you doubt me, Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 5. If you can have the correct mentality, in that day the Lord of hosts shall be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. Keep going. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. And I will allocate strength and authority to the one that has the mentality of battle. If you are looking for the help of God, you need the mind of a fighter. Now, Americans are here today. America is majorly an immigrant country, is that right? From the foundation, most of America is immigration. I mean, you're talking of, even from the beginning, you have American Indians there before the people came. And America is a land of vast opportunities. But a study was conducted some time ago that there are two categories of people in terms of how they fare when they get to America. I won't mention the name so nobody feels that bad. But there is a people group, when they arrive in America, they start looking for job. Job. Where can I get a job? A driving job. A filling station job. Just looking for job. And the best they get is a job. There is another people group. When they arrive, they set up a business. They don't look for job. They create jobs and began to employ people. So after a short time, they arrived at the same time, but this one has become a millionaire. But this one is on his job of 9 to 5. It's jobbing. Multiple jobs if possible. And paying bills. The problem was not the land. The problem was the different mindset of the people and what they came there to do. If you want to get a job, you will get a job. If you want to create jobs, you will create jobs. It's a matter of what is on your mind. And if you want to get a job, the highest you can get is salary. That's the highest. And it is hard for a salaried person to employ another person. Somebody's mind is changing. Is your mind changing? I have carried myself with the right man. My daughter asked me one day, she said, "Daddy, who taught you how to walk?" Because the confidence is just their body. I have never felt inferior to anybody under the world, anywhere in the world. Nowhere in the world. At any time. Irrespective of your color. Mindset. I'm dressing in suit like this from age 18, 19. 20. Shiny shoe. Since I didn't behave like my age mate, because I didn't want to be limited by that age. I was counseling married people when I wasn't married. Because I knew how my marriage would be. Your mind determines your end. Just mind your mind. It will affect your end. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Nobody goes up by chance. You arrive by choice. One day, Papa Yedepo, they said they finished a program in Benin. And they met a man, an aircraft owner. No flight. And he had to go to church on Sunday. So he says, sent one of his pastors. Said, "Meet that man. Tell him to give us lift to Lagos while we expect our own flight." There was no flight in view. Said, "While we expect our own plane." They went and told the man, "Our bishop, our boss said, you should carry us to Lagos while his own plane." Say, "Hey, your bishop, where is he?" "See him there." "Really? Okay, you people should come." Mindset. It was already, if it is not in your mind, by mistake it will enter your hand. Yeah. Mindset. Somebody say aloud, amen. So you need a fighting spirit, the upright spirit, and the right mentality. Finally, number four for this morning is an understanding of the times. You need to understand the time you are in. You need to understand God's timing for your life. You need to understand God's timing for the different things He wants to do in your life at time. That was the testimony of the children of the sons of Issachar. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and in verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and in verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200. And all their brethren were at their commandment. An understanding of the times puts you in command of the affairs of life. An understanding of the times puts a man in command. Understanding what time you are in, understanding what God wants to do in your life, understanding what God wants you to do, understanding the season you are in, it puts you in command. On the other hand, the lack of understanding puts you in captivity. The lack of understanding. Look at Jesus weeping over Jerusalem in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to verse 44. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it, saying, "If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace, but now they are hid from thy eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about you and compass thee round and keep you in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, give me sensitivity to timing. Give me sensitivity. Give me sensitivity. In the name of Jesus. Supposing we didn't step into ministry when we stepped into, maybe we won't be here. Supposing this, I did not hear that this thing should be built here. Maybe there will be no building like the Glory Dome. Or supposing we did not start when we were meant to start. When you don't understand timing, captivity is inevitable. When you do the right thing at the wrong time, you never end with the right result. Timing. Jesus did not dream of performing miracles until his time came. When his mother said to him, they have no wine, he said, my time has not come. Don't push me into shame. I cannot deploy power before time. I cannot demonstrate authority outside time. I can't manifest dominion with outside of time. Woman, my time has not come. I think while they are talking, when the father saw the desperation of Mary, when she said, whatsoever he said to you, do. He must have whispered to the son, go ahead, it is now time. One, the woman is desperate. Two, they are ready to obey. Many of us do a lot of things without the knowledge of the time. You don't have to be a prophet to know the time. All you need is just be a child of God that is passionate for God to know the time. Supposing God did not settle marital issue before we stepped into ministry. That is, I didn't know who to marry. And I went into ministry. In 1994 we married. In 1996 was in ministry. I waited until 96. 97, 98, 99. Well, people's timings may be different. But for me, my timing was for that to happen before ministry. Maybe I will be thinking of marrying around 2004, maybe 10 years later. And there are 20 people in church. A past year. Could it be this one? Could it be that one? Toxic confusion. You will be led by sight, led by smiles, led by gifts, led by text message, led by prophecy. Somebody came to me and said, the Lord showed her that so-and-so person should be her husband. That's a pastor that is not married. The Lord showed her that so-and-so person should be her husband. So one of them, I said, come, don't think in that direction. The number of you that the Lord has showed on this matter, you are plenty. You are not alone. I say, just think away. Think away. They say in our language that when you mention cola nut, dog will shake his head and shake his ears. That is not his realm of attraction. If you mention bone, praise the Lord. Now, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Don't miss the time so you don't miss the beauty. The beauty of life and destiny is doing the right thing at the right time. The beauty of life. Woman, my time has not come. If you want me to manifest power now, you are pushing me into shame. Let me round up with this. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 and in verse 1. Acts chapter 2 and in verse 1. The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. When the day of, so even before the power will come, there is a timing. And this is what is very exciting. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. So at times people want to move when the day is still partial. What is today's date? 28. 2 a.m. of today. Is it 28 also? 2 a.m. Is it 28? 2 a.m. of today. Not today. 2 a.m. After 12 midnight. 2 a.m. is it today? But after commanding the day. Is today. Is 28. But has the day fully come? 3 a.m. is also 28. 5 a.m. is also 28. But the day is coming. By the time it's 6 a.m., 7 a.m., the day has fully arrived. Now, there are people who move before the day fully came. So they didn't see the result they should see. So they thought it wasn't the day. But this is the most dangerous point. When the day of Pentecost comes, may you be found at the upper room. When the day of Pentecost came, they were not in the supper room. May you not be sleeping when God expects you to be praying. May you not be eating when God expects you to be fasting. Stand up on your feet. When there is a lack of sensitivity, people are eating when they are to be fasting. People are sleeping when they should be praying. People are browsing the internet when they should be meditating on the word. When there is a lack of sensitivity to timing, so their season passed without their notice. God said, I want to move you to another dimension of apostolic ministry. Groundbreaking apostolic. And the timing of it is from the 28th of November across to the 1st of December. And the person is not aware. In heaven's calendar, that is the schedule. He is meant to bet something. Maybe with a 3 days fast, no food, just water. Or be up in the night in prayers. He slept all through. He ate all through. And then, by 1st of December, I said, it looks like I missed something. Something. He just suddenly realized that things are not. And then he just keeps on praying. And God said, you just missed a cycle. Wait until it comes round again. If the only cry you cry today is, Father, when my day of Pentecost comes, may I not be missing from the upper room. May I be found where you need me to be found. That will launch me into the next phase of power, into the next phase of dominion, into the next phase of authority. May I be found where you want me to be found. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Let us start from the rear and come back up. Lift your hands and say, Father,
position at the mic. Say, Father, I ask for the baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. I ask for the baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. I ask for the baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. I receive it now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. I ask for the baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. I ask for the baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. A baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. The baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. A baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. A baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. A baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. I ask for it, Lord. Let us set your faith to sin. The baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. Pray, really pray. The baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. The baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. The baptism of sensitivity to divine timing. The baptism. Yes, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands in prayer, and you are going to pray to brutality the same point, the same prayer point. Lord, when my day comes, may I be found where you expect me to be found. When my day comes, when my day of visitation unto dominion arrives, may I be found where you expect me to be found, where you want me to be found. When my day of visitation comes, may I be found where you expect me to be found, doing what you expect me to be doing. Are you ready for that? Lift your voice and say, Father, when my day of visitation unto dominion arrives, may I be found where you expect me to be found, doing what you expect me to be doing. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go on ahead and pray. Pray. Right hand across your mind one more time and say after me, say, Father, I receive the baptism of the right mentality, the right vision, the right mindset, the right action. I receive a visitation of the right mentality, the right mindset, the right vision, the right mindset, the right action. I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray. Let us say, Nagaya Nagalar. Yarota set a fake at the Cocosoko Nagalagan Hadilas.
The right mindset, the right vision, the right mindset, the right action. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Also, Father, give me a baptism of an upright spirit.
Amen.
Deliver me from any bondage of iniquity.
Amen.
That has the capacity to undermine my dominion. I forgot to tell you about Joshua the high priest. He was wearing a filthy garment. Satan stood at his right hand. Right hand equals power. The Bible calls God's right hand the right hand of his power. Satan stood at his right hand. Undermine his power. Undermine his dominion. Because of what he was wearing. Father, set on fire every filthy garment on my body. Any lifestyle that will undermine my dominion in the realm of the spirit. Father, break it. Lift your voice and say after me. Say, Father, I ask that you set on fire. That the fire of the Holy Spirit will devour every filthy garment on my life, on my body. Today, in the name of Jesus. Father, break every yoke, every bondage of negative lifestyle on my life to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and pray. Pray. Jesus. And finally, Father, make me a fighter like David.
Amen.
He says, it will be strength to him that turned the battle to the gate. Father, give me that strength.
Amen.
I am ready to send the devils back to hell.
Amen.
Father, I need an impartation of a fighter spirit. If you know of this ministry, one of the things that God has helped us with is a fighter's, a bull spirit. A fighter spirit. Dare what others dread. Talk
about what others whisper about.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Father, I need a baptism of a fighter spirit today. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I make demands on the Davidic spirit, the fighter spirit, a baptism of it. I receive now. Go on ahead and pray. Precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. I'd like you to be desperate to receive an impartation of something. Are you? Very, very, very desperate to receive an impartation. Wow. I see God giving this, shifting someone higher. There are spiritual vacancies that God is about is trying to fill. Vacancies in lands, vacancies in territories, change of guards. There are people who have failed God in many ways, and God is looking for their replacement. Lift your hands. Now, Hoshadi Disa. There is someone whose time has just come right now. What you fasted for a long time. Hey!
Hey!
The season for it to drop just arrived now. Hold on, Yaris. Lero Tazo. Prophecy that went ahead is about to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Prophecy that went ahead. Years of prophecy. Prophecy over your life. Prophecy. Oh, Masha. Even from the womb of your mother that went ahead is about to be fulfilled.
Amen.
It's about to come into reality. It's about to. Hey!
Amen.
It's about to come into manifestation. Oh, shut. Help him there. Lerotosoris. Lerigazorados. Help the man there. God is not a man to lie. You saw the visions, you saw the revelations, you received the prophecy, and you are asking, Lord, when will it be? When shall it be? Time is going. I need to fulfill destiny while there is time. Hey! That time is here. It's here. It's here. It's here.
Hororos. Leritazaros. Leritazaros. Shande nagadorosi. Let it cause a holy alone. Let it cause an alone.
For this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, that he will unwalk the work of the devil. I see an unwalking, an unwalking.
Amen.
I see an untying, an untying.
Amen.
Something the devil walked to stop your destiny is being unwalked right now.
Amen.
Hey! Something the devil walked to stop your destiny is being unwalked right now.
Amen.
Something the devil tied around your life is being untied right now.
Amen.
And I see swiftness and speed
Amen.
For of restoration.
Amen.
Of restoration.
Amen.
All the years, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust denied you and delayed you. Hey! A speed of restoration. A speed of restoration. A speed. Lift your hands high. Jesus.